July 20th, 1901. How sweet the voice of the soul is for Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus was not coming. Then, after struggling and almost losing the hope of seeing him again, all of a sudden he came and told me, "My daughter, your voice is sweet to me, as the voice of the mother is sweet to the little bird." After she has left him to go in search of food with which to nourish him, as she comes back, what does the little bird do? On hearing her voice, he feels the sweetness of it and makes feast. And after the mother has fed him, he huddles all up and hides under the maternal wing to warm himself, to be sheltered from the intemperances of the air, and to take safe rest. Oh, how dear and pleasing it is for the little bird, this remaining under the maternal wing. So you are for me. You are the wing that warms me, shelters me, defends me, and allows me to take safe rest. Oh, how dear and pleasing it is for the little bird, this remaining under the maternal wing. So you are for me. You are the wing that warms me, shelters me, defends me, and allows me to take safe rest. Oh, how dear and pleasing it is for me to remain under this wing. Having said this, he disappeared, and I remained all confused and full of shame, knowing myself as so bad. But obedience wanted to increase my confusion, wanting me to write this. May the most holy will of God be always done.